It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit against five different prediction market platforms, including Kalshi, Polymarket, and Robinhood, alleging that they facilitate illegal sports betting here in Wisconsin.
Prediction markets allow users to buy and sell what are called event contracts. The payout is based on the outcomes of real-world events like elections, wars, and yes, sporting events. And the platform collects a fee for every transaction made.
Here's Attorney General Josh Call at a press conference on Thursday.
So we are asking the court in this case to declare that making sports-related events contracts available for trading by customers in Wisconsin is a violation of Wisconsin statutes, that these companies have repeatedly and openly violated those laws. And we're asking for the sports betting that we allege is going on and illegal to be shut down.
The lawsuit comes just weeks after Governor Evers signed a bill legalizing statewide sports betting with the requirement that the computer servers that host the betting are located on tribal lands in Wisconsin.
Paul Nolet joins us for a look at the lawsuit. Paul's a professor and director of the Les Aspin Center for Government at Marquette University. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hello, good morning.
Let's dig into the grounds behind this lawsuit. The Attorney General cited Wisconsin statute, and of course the Wisconsin Constitution has a ban against most kinds of gambling in the state. What do you see at the heart of this suit?
Yeah, and so Wisconsin does have some of the stricter sports betting laws in the country compared to other states. And what Wisconsin is trying to do, and Josh Call through this lawsuit, is really to preserve the state's ability to have these prohibitions against what Call characterizes as sports betting. So really saying that these event contracts are kind of a loophole where it's really sports betting that isn't allowed under state law.
In a statement to WPR, a spokesperson for Kalshi said, quote, as other courts have recognized, Kalshi is a regulated nationwide exchange for real-world events, and it is subject to exclusive federal jurisdiction, end quote. They say, hey, this is like a future or a commodity, so therefore, it is not sports betting. And now, unlike sports books, usually, if I go to a sports book, it's me against them. They win my money or I win their money. Kalshi and those, they say, well, we're not like that. You're betting against a market of other people in this. Therefore, it might look like sports gambling. They say it's not. How do we start to untangle this under Wisconsin law?
Yeah, so there's a federal agency called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and they have that primary federal responsibility of regulating, you know, the commodity markets and these event contracts. The question, though, is, does that federal authority displace state authority to regulate the same conduct? And so Kalshi and the other companies involved are saying, yes, the federal government, the CFTC, they have exclusive rights to regulate that activity. And that preempts, in the language of the law, Wisconsin and other states' contrary statutes. And of course, Josh Call is arguing the opposite, that these are very much able to be regulated under the sports betting prohibitions that Wisconsin has.
I think there's a common sense argument people might have, like, hey, I'm putting money out there and my payout is based on the outcome of the Packers game or how many yards the running back runs or whatever the case may be. Therefore, that's sports betting. In this case, does common sense apply to the law?
Not necessarily. In fact, we've already seen one court, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, that actually had a decision in favor of the companies here, indicating that the Commodity Exchange Act, the key statute here, that allows the federal government exclusive authority over this area. However, you know, the Ninth Circuit, which is out west, California, they're hearing a case on this. Soon, I think, within the coming months, the U.S. Supreme Court is probably going to have to hash all of this out.
Right. And when we talk about commodities, I think traditionally we think of winter wheat or tin or, you know, a commodity, a thing. And that's what that commodity law should regulate. Has its scope widened to cover other things beyond what traditionally are considered commodities?
That's certainly what the Trump administration through the CFTC is saying. But that's exactly right. I mean, when you think of a commodity, there's something behind it, right? Like wheat or barley or oil or whatever it may be. In this case, though, it's betting on an outcome. And, you know, and I think Josh Call's argument is, well, isn't that essentially what sports betting is? And I should mention also that early on in their life, Kelsey, when they were advertising their services, they did also refer to their services as betting, saying this is legal sports betting nationwide, and that played a prominent role in Josh Call's complaint.
Now, what happens if a federal agency rules in one way and a state government decides another way, or maybe a state court goes one way or a federal court goes another? Does federal win over state in these instances?
Of course, the unsatisfactory answer is sometimes. and I think that's what really is going to be determined here. I'll mention that Illinois, along with New Jersey and Arizona, recently got sued by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. I think it was just earlier in April. And that case is saying, hey, we as the federal government have exclusive authority here. That case hasn't been decided yet. That'll probably be a few weeks or months down the road. But I think when there is this sort of dispute between the federal government and states, oftentimes it's the courts that have to determine ultimately who wins.
Paul Nolet is with us with the Les Aspin Center for Government at Marquette University and a professor there, looking at this lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Attorney General against predictive market platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket. The suit says, hey, you're allowing sports betting in violation of Wisconsin law. The companies are saying this isn't betting. It's a prediction market, a different thing. Paul, this happens, as we mentioned, as we have a law in the state now that's going to allow sports betting statewide. If the servers that host the betting are on tribal land, tribal sovereignty means the gambling laws, the state gambling laws are a little different. It's a complicated negotiation. As people look in the law, could I say, could a Kalshi and Polymarket say, well, wait a minute, you're allowing a form of sports betting in Wisconsin. With your lawsuit, you're discriminating against what we're doing. Is that a valid argument?
I mean, yes, and I think that they would make that argument. The problem, though, with that is their preemption argument, essentially saying the federal government has exclusive authority, is far more preferable than trying to fight these things out, you know, in all 50 states. And typically, you know, if courts rule that Wisconsin has the authority to regulate sports betting, well, that includes not just whether to have it or not, but also the conditions under which sports betting can happen. So it would be a much harder argument for the companies here to say, well, we don't like the specific way or requirements that you need to go through in order to offer sports betting in the state. So they certainly want this to be at the federal level. The states generally want this to be at the state level.
Now, this is outside of the state lawsuit we're talking here, which focuses on sports betting. We saw last week a U.S. soldier arrested for making $400,000 on a future prediction on U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. And there's a lot of questions about these prediction markets over the equivalent of insider trading. Hey, I have inside knowledge over what, in this case, the government and the military are going to do. How does that fit into our regulations? Can the federal government take a closer, should the federal government be watching these things more closely for insider trading? Does that apply here?
Yeah, and I mean, I think you're getting a bipartisan effort to raise concerns about this sort of insider trading. And I think it's going to raise, even though it's a different issue, it's not sports betting, that example that you mentioned, it does raise that question of who gets to regulate. Is it probably the Securities and Exchange Commission at the federal level, or can states play a role in regulating these event contracts that are outside the realm of sports? So I think that's a very much a parallel legal battle that's going to be unfolding over the next several months and years.
This is like a legal trend of our times in some ways, Paul. I think of Uber and Lyft saying, hey, we're not a taxi company. We're not subject to taxi regulations. We're a platform that connects passengers and drivers. Airbnb and VRBO, we're not hotel companies. We're a platform that connects people with places and people want to stay places. And here we are now. We're not a gambling company. We're a platform that connects people who want to challenge each other in this prediction market. It seems like our legal system is playing a lot of catch up with these technology platforms.
It very much is. And one thing that links all of these situations and these cases is that the tech companies generally want one regulator. They want the federal government regulating them. They don't want, you know, 50 different states regulating in their own way. And so even though those are different scenarios, you know, with transportation and hotels and so forth, it raises some of those similar issues of the federal government versus the state governments.
And Paul, I won't ask you to predict the outcome of this lawsuit. I'm not going to make any prediction platform bets on the outcome of it. But in your mind, what could determine success or failure for the state's argument here?
Well, I think if the states and in Wisconsin, if Wisconsin able to maintain their authority over sports betting and even get a declaration that these event contracts are actually sports betting and fall under the state statutes, that would be a real win for the states. And I think that would really have a ripple effect potentially in other states that are also very much engaged in overseeing this conduct.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Paul Nolet, professor and director of the Les Aspin Center for Government at Marquette University. We talked to them about a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Attorney General against predictive market platforms, things like Kalshi and Polymarket. The lawsuit says those services violate the state's ban on sports betting on non-tribal land. Want to hear from you on this, from what you've heard about these betting platforms or these prediction platforms. When it comes to a sporting event, do you think it's the same thing as sports betting? Or is there an important difference in your mind? Have you used these platforms yourself? What do you think? Are they fun? Are they interesting? Does it feel like gambling to you? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.